Let's look now at a law that was supposed to prevent violence at abortion clinics. With the murder of abortion doctor George Tiller, clinics are worried that there will be a resurgence of violence. It's been 15 years since Congress passed the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrances, or the FACE Act. It was designed to prevent anti-abortion violence. NPR's Tovia Smith has this look at how the law has been working.
When the FACE Act became law in 1994, it made relatively petty crimes like trespassing or vandalism into federal offenses if the crimes targeted abortion doctors or clinics. Using force to block abortions became a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. But the deterrent effect was not immediately apparent. Within months, there were four more clinic murders in Boston and Florida, and a flurry of arsons, bombings, and attempted homicides.
And there has been a reign of terror.
Vicky Saporta with the National Abortion Federation says after the peak in 1994, there were two more clinic killings, and then none for 10 years.
We were hoping that we had turned a corner, but with the murder of Dr. Tiller, it's clear that that hasn't occurred. And in some ways, we've just been lucky.
Saporta says the FACE Act may have slowed extremism for a while, but it has failed to stop it because it doesn't crack down on the kind of stalking and harassment that often leads up to serious violence. For example, the man accused of killing Dr. Tiller had allegedly vandalized clinics several times without being charged. Eleanor Smeal is with the Feminist Majority Fund.
It's been a constant threat, constant picketing, constant disruption. Why are we permitting this? What, a person is being hounded this way? There has to be tough laws to discourage this uncivilized behavior that leads to assassination.
Smeal is also calling for strict federal standards on buffer zones. Right now, only about a third of U.S. clinics have areas off limits to protesters.
We have help available, honey. Please be a hero today. Save the life of your child. Please. Your baby's heart is beating.
In Massachusetts, the buffer zone is 35 feet, and protesters like Mari Liosa and Janet Noonan carefully skirt the bright yellow circle painted on the sidewalk.
We never cross that line.
We could get arrested if we go past. We obey the law.
Opponents' old tactics, blockading clinic doors, rarely happen today. The rescuers, as they call themselves, have stepped back, but they have not gone away.
When the new lines were drawn, I was not going to come back to the clinic because I said, I can't stand here like a lunatic screaming at the top of your lungs.
Noonan says she changed her mind when she realized she could still be persuasive and young women would still talk to her even outside the yellow line.
Just have the child, sweetheart. You're going to love this baby so much.
I really can't afford it.
Yeah, but we can help you with anything. I told you, if it's money, we will help you. We will provide a place.
You know how expensive it is. I have two little boys at home.
You have two boys. What if this is a little girl? She'll be the joy of your life.
Noonan dismisses the notion that what she is doing is harassing, and she says she'd never use violence. She calls the murder of Dr. Tiller deranged and evil, and says no law would ever deter those who see it as justifiable homicide.
I understand that perfectly, why somebody would take some action doing that.
Reverend Donald Spitz with the extremist anti-abortion group Army of God says the FACE Act will never stop clinic violence. He says the law is only stoking frustration and pushing opponents to even greater extremes.
You know children are dying and you want to do something and just, you know, people just get, they just can't take it anymore. You know, that might drive them to it. So I think the pro-abortion people brought this on themselves by their forcing the politicians to pass these laws.
Spitz has called those who kill abortion providers heroes, and he says he sheds no tears for Dr. Tiller.
He was the murderer, and I, as far as I'm concerned, he reaped what he sowed.
But abortion rights advocates say that is exactly the kind of rhetoric that will reap more violence. Eleanor Smeal says the FACE Act can only stop anti-abortion attacks if it also cracks down on inflammatory rhetoric.
The whole atmosphere is giving license to extreme behavior, and we cannot be fooled that these are lone gun people, that this is just happening in a vacuum. It is not.
It is, of course, much trickier territory to define when fiery, hateful, or inflammatory rhetoric becomes aiding and abetting a crime. As some abortion opponents see it, even the most extreme rhetoric is no excuse for such an extreme crackdown on free speech. Tovia Smith, NPR News.